Nothing good ever came from answering a communicator in the middle of the night, but when a friend calls, you pick it up. When that friend happens to be the second most powerful man in the military, well, he'd have found a way to get through anyway. The buzzing crowd rushed past me in every direction, 1 out of 10 in some kind of military uniform. Advertisements for armament and defense companies plastered every flat surface, all dazzling colors and lights. I ignored their messages and spotted a sign for ground transport. Slinging my bag over my shoulder, I waded into the river of humanity. "Colonel Butler?" A lieutenant with a pressed uniform and a round space command patch on his sleeve stood at a respectful distance. "Headquarters guy." I glanced down at my name tag. "Yeah?"
"Sir, Lieutenant Hardy, General Serrata's aide?" I asked.
"Yes, sir." His eyes widened in his dark face, his bearing slipping for a second. Aides usually had the same look about them, stiff and official, young. Hardy was no different.
"How was your flight, sir?"
"It sucked." Thera 3 to Gamma 6 was one of the shortest interplanetary flights going, but that didn't do much to recommend it.
"How'd you find me?"
"The general said to look for the colonel wearing the student command patch, sir. It stands out here." He pointed to the triangular green and yellow patch on my shoulder, not so affectionately known as the Pyramid of Death.
"That's what he told you?"
Hardy cut his eyes away for a second.
"Not exactly, sir."
I laughed. "What did he say?"
"He said find the angry bald colonel with the StuCom patch, sir."
I laughed again. Classic Serrata. "Like that makes me easy to find. Half of us are bald and we're all angry." Hardy looked at me without reacting.
"Our car is just a couple hundred meters. Can I take your bag, sir?"
"No, I've got it." He paused and frowned, unsure what to do, but finally turned and led the way. The hover car driver dropped us off at Spacecom in the reserved area. The big time treatment. Serrata was either in a real hurry to talk to me or buttering me up for something. Probably both. The building rose from the ground, huge, imposing steel and armor glass reflecting the reddish orange of the mid-morning sun.
"Damn," I said.
"You've never been here before, sir?"
"I always tried to avoid it."
I'd been in Spacecom for 37 straight years before my recent assignment to student, 24 of those outside of cryo. Somehow I managed to stay in field units. Headquarters didn't fit my style.
"You served with the general before, didn't you, sir?"
I smiled.
"That's right."
Without a doubt, Hardy had read my file, knew every assignment, but wanted to make conversation. I didn't hold it against him. Serrata and I served together 3 times, and they wrote books about at least 2 of them. Hardy wanted me to tell him a story about his boss, but that was not going to happen. I don't tell those stories sober.
"What's the boss want to see me for?"
"I'm not sure, sir. He didn't say." It didn't matter. Even if he knew, Hardy wouldn't tell me. Not one of Serrata's guys. The man inspired near fanatical loyalty. I should know. Why else would I be walking in the front entrance of Spacecom 3 days after getting his call? We caught the command elevator, joining a skinny lieutenant colonel wearing infantry insignia. He nodded hello, glanced at my StuCom patch, and then ignored me.
Yeah, fuck you too, buddy.
I'd never met the man, but I knew him. Self-important staff guy.
"I need 5 minutes with the boss," staff guy said to Hardy. "I need to get his approval on this."
He had a large tablet with a white and red level 4 classification screen tucked under his arm. He mashed the button for the top floor.